One, two, three, clap.
I'm worried. You said I have an intro and then you smirked.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a fine intro. Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. Over there in Scotland, broganing it up, that is Brogan Hastings.
And over there, giving me nothing to work from, is Wayne Giovinazzi.
Hey, you could have gone with finally hitting puberty because he can grow a beard. That's Wayne Giovinazzi.
You do have a beard again.
Yeah, I'm back to normal. It just took like a week, that's all. I'm a real boy. No, wait. I'm a man to man. Yeah. but it's still apparently the more feminine of the duo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we knew that for years. I think we already knew that.
I'm trying to think of something feminine to say, but I can't think of anything. Because I'm trying to, mostly I'm trying to work out how to breach this first topic, continuing on from art talk from last episode.
Well, I'll start, because I woke up the other day to find out that Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball, had passed away on the 1st of March this year.
I saw that and I said, oh, Brogan's going to feel great when they wake up.
Yeah, that was a strange one. Because, I mean, Dragon Ball's been a huge part of my life for a long time. I wanted to be Vegeta when I was a kid. And looking back, the signs were there. Really, I think anybody, like, nobody said, that's who this kid wants to be, really?
Yeah, yep.
But, yeah, like, I loved Dragon Ball with everything. I would watch it whenever I possibly could, and this is back in the day before Dragon Ball really had its resurgence, so there was not a lot of merch anywhere.
Because Dragon Ball is older than I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Dragon Ball finished in 1995. It started in the 80s. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I assume it was a manga first.
Yes.
And then the cartoon finished in the, when did you say, 95?
Oh, no, the manga finished in 95.
Okay. But the anime?
Anime would have been about the late 90s, so maybe a few years later.
Okay. All right.
And then there was the anime-only series, Dragon Ball GT, which, from a story point of view, meh. From an aesthetic point of view, gave us the greatest transformation in the entire series, and I stand by this. Super Saiyan 4 is the fucking best. Fuck all this Ultra Instinct. Fuck all this Super Saiyan Blue and Pink and Rose and whatever. Super Saiyan 4 is where it's at.
There we go. I just got my feminine thing that I should have said. What's wrong with pink?
There's nothing wrong with pink. No, that's the point. Their fur is pink when they're Super Saiyan 4.
So, hang on, did you just say their fur
they go
is
monkey
pink?
They go so close to monkey while still being cute. Like, it's such a good look. It's such a fucking
this
good look.
Is just fucking Beast Transformers.
They get their tails face, back. It's like, they get their tails back. They've got the fur on. Oh, it's such a good fucking look. Okay. I fucking love it. And the fact that Super retconned it makes me so angry to this day.
it's weird. I don't get it. I don't understand any of. I don't understand the show or I don't understand any of it.
It's a strange show because I believe it started as a parody of Journey to the West, and the
Monkey Magic.
Yeah, Sun Wukong, which makes sense because Sun Goku, and his flying Nimbus. Yeah, and Sun Wukong is the Monkey King.
Yes.
Goku's a little boy with a monkey tail. So, I mean, it's just, like, Akira Toriyama felt like one of these people that would be around forever, you know? Always creating new Dragon Ball stuff.
Are you saying this is, like, same sort of level for you as, like, when people are like, oh, you're fucking Robin Williams and David Bowie? That same sort of level?
Those deaths hit me hard as well. But yeah, I think I just never expected Akira Toriyama to die. You know, for someone who's been such a huge, whose work has been such a huge part of my life for so long. You know, I'm currently wearing a Goku t-shirt. I collect Dragon Ball cards. I have Pop Funkos of Dragon Ball. I've read all of Dragon Ball. I've watched all of Dragon Ball. You know, Dragon Ball Abridged series, which, okay, it's not official Dragon Ball, but it wouldn't exist without the source material.
Well, yeah.
You know, that still to this day gets me through some hard times when I'm feeling bummed out. I'll stick it on and it just cheers me the fuck up. But yeah, it's strange. And it's sad as well. I mean, Dragon Ball is like there's always talk of what's called the Big Three. And the Big Three are the Big Three manga series that have been that were essentially running forever.
Yeah.
And for a long time it was one that like started roughly around the same time. Would be Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
Mm.
And One Piece is still going. Bleach and Naruto have finished. But like Dragon Ball predates those by a bit. Yeah. And there's Dragon Ball is influenced and referenced in so many things in ways that people don't even know, between art styles and poses and visual reference and stuff. It's like it's had a huge impact on things and people, you know. My only regret with Dragon Ball is that I wanted to be a Super Saiyan so fucking bad when I was a kid. So fucking bad. Okay. And I wish I had done some kind of training to do it.
How did you ever do, like, you see the videos of the kid, like, it's like me going Super Saiyan, and it's like him just like freaking out?
I've never done that in public.
Oh, but you've attempted.
Because when I had long hair, I used to lie in bed and I used to like point all my hair up. So I had like the spiky hair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You could just got like a Van de Graaff generator and put your hand on it and go.
Oh, my hair was too long for that. This is like, maybe if I had a bob that would work, but no, it would only go out a little bit.
I've seen some pretty long hair get Van de Graaffed in my time.
Certainly when I've ever used a Van de Graaff, it's never worked really.
It wasn't big enough. That's the problem. You just need to go bigger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay then. Because your art style is like very different, have you ever been inclined to draw that sort of manga style?
I have. I find it hard to do without entirely copying it.
Yeah.
But I mean, one of the early things I did for ICS was, well, probably even before I started listening to ICS, I drew Saiyan Penn and Teller. And a little comic that had Piff as the Eternal Dragon. Or rather, they thought it was the Eternal Dragon. And Piff's like, no, that's not me. This is the Eternal Dragon. He holds up Piffles. And Taylor's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And when I started getting into ICS, I drew them as Dragon Ball characters. You know, with the Saiyan armor and all that kind of thing. Just at Christmas, I drew Goku and Cell on request.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't think I could ever fully incorporate. I suppose there are parts of it. The way that the hair is in Dragon Ball, I probably take a little bit of inspiration from unconsciously.
Yeah, I gotta say, even without knowing, possibly. So.
Yeah. But yeah, and I think muscles as well. The way that arms are drawn, I think. Hands. Hands are hard.
Fuck hands. Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's little bits that I've stolen and are part of how I draw.
Yeah.
But yeah, never anything.
But even if something starts off as stolen, it still evolves into your own style.
100%. It sounds bad and it sounds like, you know, you say it and people are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's like, no, that's how you learn. Your own style develops. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like there's that story of the kid who wanted to be like Da Vinci or Michelangelo or something like that. Like one of these painters.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah. And like the teacher says, go and study, here's a painting, go recreate it. And when he pointed out all the differences, it's like, that's your style.
Yeah, it's when you take away all of the Da Vinci, what's left is your style. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's how you learn. That's how you learn is by, like, I know that there was quite a few artists on Tumblr that I followed that I was, like, especially when I very first started, because it was like, I didn't know how to do eyes. I was like, I don't know how to get it to look. And I looked at one of them, I was like, they just do it as little dashes. I quite like that. And I did it, and I'm like, oh my God, it looks so cute. So that's just how I did it from then on.
Yeah. Because as a kid, I was never a good drawer or anything. Mm. It's like, especially as a young kid, like my typical go-to person was a round circle with a face in it and lines coming out of it for arms and legs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I was in high school that like the first stuff I started drawing was literally just tracing Garfield the cat. So it starts off with copying and tracing, and then either you are able to do it without copying or tracing, sure, using references or whatever, mm-hmm. and then it just evolves into your own thing.
Yeah. Well, because even then, I copy and trace my own work because having the consistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I will edit things sometimes as I go and I'm like, I don't quite like that anymore. I think I should do this. But, you know, it's, you copy and learn from yourself, I think.
I mean, you've watched me draw comics. You know, like, a panel gets copied and then edited.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. I mean, I worry, like, with the Piff comic, it's like, it's all very samey because it's always, like, the same sort of camera angle, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look at the few that I've done, like with Piff from behind, like there's one comic with him from behind just because I wanted to draw his tail,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't look right. It doesn't fit the whole aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like I draw Penn or anybody from another angle, it looks like another different person because I've not drawn them like that before. I've got a picture when I drew Penn and Turtle, which I've talked about before, and I've got Penn shrugging, and it's at a weird angle because it was a reference I was using, and I'm like, it does look like Penn, but it doesn't look like my Penn.
You know?
So,
I mean, the smart thing to do probably if we wanted to, like, have more depth or whatever is to do a character profile. So you've got the side, front, back, three-quarter poses.
I've tried doing that before. Couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've only ever done that once, and that was when I was in college, and it was this was like using my Jonathan Davis Grunts doll.
Oh.
Where is it? Oh, it's put away at the moment. Let me find it. I'm sure I've still got the drawing. So this is before pop vinyls, right?
Yeah.
Grunts put out a series of... Yeah, you look for that now. If you Google Korn Grunts, and you'll see the Jonathan Davis one, I'll find my drawings.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
My hard drive is hanging. There it is. There we go. So that's the only time I've ever done that, and that was drawing something from a still life, a physical reference.
Yeah.
And yeah, not fun. Not fun at all.
No. I used to have posable figures for art reference.
Yes, like the posable mannequin things.
It wasn't a mannequin thing though. It was like action figure shape and style.
Oh, yeah.
So I could like change the hands and stuff, but it ended up being about that big. They were tiny.
Yeah, yeah. So not like the wooden doll type ones.
No, I did have a wooden doll one, it was specifically, there were little grey action figure things that I got off Amazon.
Yeah.
But they were too small to really, for what I needed.
Yep.
I ended up just taking...
You'd have to
pose
them and then take macro photographs of them. And
even then, it was too small to really do what I needed. I needed something bigger.
Yeah, yeah. I guess there's also the option of doing your own references.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, yep.
Like
Litterbox Comics, they say all the time, like, their phone is filled just with them pulling stupid faces so they have a reference to draw them.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone ever gets a hold of their image gallery, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. There is, so the icon for Is Broken Alive, my travel Instagram page.
The soon-to-be back up and active Instagram
back
account.
Up and active, can't wait. That's a picture of me looking like that, holding my chin and looking up and thinking,
Brogan.
Contemplating. That is a photo I took for a reference, and I thought, I'm going to use that.
Yeah. But it's hard to do references of yourself when you're doing that, because you got to pull the pose, and then you got to get the camera in the right position, and sometimes you don't want to be looking at the camera, because that's not the reference you need.
Yep.
And you can take 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 photos, just try and get it right.
I've recorded myself before, like a couple, like 5 second video, so that I can set the camera up and I can look at the camera to check if it's okay and then just look away.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
That. but yeah, references are hard.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where it used to be I'd get a reference for something I have no idea how to draw. Mm-hmm. And if I was really time strapped, I would just like trace it.
Yeah.
Just so it's still got that hand-drawn look. Now it's just like, open a website and just do it from that. So
Yeah.
See, we're becoming better. I mean, artists, not people, not better people.
No.
No, that's too much personal growth for us. Mm-hmm. At least me. I'm talking for both of us, but I probably shouldn't. I've never seen more than like 5 minutes collective of Dragon Ball anything.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange to have. I vividly remember, because going through to Glasgow was a big deal when I was younger, which is funny because I work in Glasgow now. But it was like a trip through to Glasgow because my dad hated driving through to Glasgow.
Mm.
And parking was extortionate. So it was saved for like on my birthday for a bill. It's like, where do you want to? I was like, I want to go to Glasgow. I want to go and spend money. I want to go buy myself things in Glasgow.
Yeah.
But like when we did go through there, I used to go into Forbidden Planet, which was a comic shop, and just I would get myself 2 volumes of Dragon Ball a time. And it was amazing. It was so good. I love doing that.
And is that all of them? It is behind you right there.
Do you really think that's it? Which
it
ones?
Looks like it's got the Dragon Ball. The ones that I can see,
No, that's High Shield 21.
It looks like
the Dragon Ball manga.
It looks like the Dragon Ball font. Okay, cool. When I said over there, I meant in a box somewhere.
Yeah. The thing is, Dragon Ball manga is split up. So it's Dragon Ball and then Dragon Ball Z, like the show's bit. Yep. I think when it was originally being published in like Shonen Jump, it was all one thing. Mm. But you could not get volumes of Dragon Ball Z for a long time. And then they started publishing them in the big 3-for-1s. So I've got a few of them. I've got most of Dragon Ball Z in colour. And they've just tried to publish them several different ways. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Just... And this sounds so bad... Because I would rather that Akira Toriyama was alive, but see now that he's gone, can we have like the leather editions that we've got of Berserk? Can we get that for Dragon Ball, please? Thank you.
Yeah. I just realized why I thought they were the Dragon Ball books. Because I can see that like it looks like a on the bottom shelf, it's like a pack of cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's a deck box.
That's what I was looking for. A pack of multiple packs of cards.
Got...
Yeah.
The
carton,
the folders. I've got 6 folders down there, Dragon Ball cards. I've got 3 there, and I've got a big pile.
Yeah, you should get that looked at. Sorry, don't glare at me like that.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, now we're back to the normal mood of the podcast. should we do some podcast in a podcast?
We can do some podcast in a podcast. Do we have anything else to say first, or are we keeping art talk for just now? Rather than
all art talk now, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
After the podcast and the podcast, we're moving on to cheese bag mail.
Oh, right.
Yep. All right, cool. Podcast with the podcast. They're not so good at this podcast.
Not so good at this.
The first comic we're looking at today is comic number 482, working title Alone, and it's 6 panels long. In the first panel, we see a very happy guy exclaiming...
Finally on my own. Now I can do whatever I want.
And in the second panel, we see him sitting on a couch, cross-legged, arms in his lap. In the third panel, we see him still sitting in the couch, cross-legged, arms in his lap. Fourth panel, we see the gentleman is still sitting in the couch, legs crossed, arms in his lap. In the fifth panel, once again, sitting on the couch, legs folded, arms in his lap. And in the sixth panel, it says, and then he died. That's the comic.
Not so good at this.
The next comic we're looking at today is comic number 483, working title Dandelion. It's 3 panels long, and in the first panel we see 2 people out for a walk in a field of dandelions. And the first person says...
We should go pick on some of these dandelions.
In the second panel, their friend is jovially taunting, I think you mean go pick some dandelions. And in the last panel, we see a close-up of the first person looking at a dandelion dead in its eyes, if it had any, saying...
Fuck you, buddy.
That's the comic.
Not so good at this.
And the last comic we're looking at today is Piff comic number 66, working title Honeymoon. And it is... 6 panels long. In the first panel, we see Piff and Jade backstage in their green room. And Piff is saying...
We have some shows coming up in Niagara Falls, Ontario this May.
And in the second panel, Jade, all excited, is holding up a pamphlet for Niagara Falls and says, "This pamphlet says it's the honeymoon capital of the world." And she continues, "Hint, hint, get what I'm saying?" And in the next panel, Piff replies,
"I think I'm picking up what you're laying down."
And in the fifth panel, we see it's later on, and Piff is walking into the room past Jade holding a box that says, "Rings to you," and Jade is all giddy. And in the last panel, we see they're now in Ontario at Niagara Falls with a big Piff the Magic Dragon sign in the background being held up from the ceiling by two golden rings. And Piff says,
"Now that's some quality rings."
That's the comic. There we go. Two episodes this week with art talk in them, because the first episode was going to run long if we continued. Yeah. But now, Brogan, we've received some cheesebag mail. I'm calling it cheesebag mail because that's the name of the segment. But technically, is it cheesebag mail? I'm going to say no, but I'm going to run the music anyway. So this caught me a little off guard because it wasn't in our spam folder. It wasn't in the junk. So I thought it maybe might have been some of the spam that was getting through our contact form.
Uh-huh.
But I think this is not this has not come through the contact form. This has come directly from Jeremy Lima. First of all, that's a cool last name, yeah. Lima. This is a little Lima guy. And then I started reading it, and I'm like, oh, hang on. Maybe this is spam. And then I kept reading it, and I was like, hang on, no. This is a legitimate inquiry.
Interesting.
So it says, and what really gave it away is this opening line. It says, "Hello, HBNP," instead of "Hey, buddy, nice podcast." Because that's how we refer to ourselves in the shorthand.
Yep.
So, "Hello, HBNP." I'm going to need your reaction to this. What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
No, I am listening.
Okay.
I just can't look at you when you read stuff sometimes.
It's fine.
It's distracting.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
look at me.
"Hello, HBNP. I'm wondering if you'd be interested in having Madam Bella Cummins as a guest on your show. Bella, America's longest-serving female legal brothel owner, is the proprietor of Bella's Hacienda Ranch, a licensed brothel in Wells, Nevada. She has owned and operated the brothel for over 30 years and can speak at length about the ins and outs of legalized prostitution in Nevada, and what it's like to manage one of these unique businesses. Bella is always fighting for a better experience for the sex workers that she works with. Most recently, Bella is advocating to change the language on sex worker licenses to show greater respect for women working in the controversial space. Bella was also recently featured in the New York Times discussing the financial challenges faced by sex workers. Thank you so much, and please feel free to reach out with any questions. Jeremy Lima." Lema.
That's very interesting.
Right?
I mean...
yeah.
What do we do with that?
Right. My first thought is... obviously, my first thoughts were, this isn't real, it is real, it isn't. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And then, because I googled the guy as well, and he's a PR agent.
Right.
And then I googled Bella, and then I googled the brothel, and yeah, it's...
Oh,
that's
going to
show up in my search history. Yeah, it's all legit. And I'm thinking, first of all, it's interesting to be asked.
Yeah.
Second of all, our marketing campaign of Hey Buddy Nice Podcast, the number one Las Vegas podcast based in Scotland and Australia,
yeah,
is not only accurate but working.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, do we have this person on as a guest?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's one for the cheese bags, because on the one hand, I don't know enough about brothels and sex work to be of any use.
Exactly, right?
I mean, I have huge respect for people who do that work, because society does degrade people who do it. But you know what? If you're making a living doing that, something that people are willing to pay for...
Legally, as well.
And then fucking you do you, boo. I wish I could, because you make fucking bank.
The idea of the industry is they're not doing them, they're doing other people.
You do what's right for you, boo, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah. But then I also think... there is an episode of Ice Cream Social that at least Matt regrets doing,
mm-hmm.
and that is Celebrity Madam Heidi Fleiss.
This rings a bell.
I don't know if you've heard that episode. They went to Heidi Fleiss's place, right?
Oh.
She's no longer a madam. She was the one that had the little book of names, basically.
Mm.
And the problem was she said... we're not talking about any of that. We're mainly talking about my birds, because she rescues birds, like exotic birds. And I don't know, they regret that episode for some reason. I thought it was entertaining, especially the part about Matt coming out of the toilet, getting attacked by a bird and bitten on the ankle.
This rings a bell. I feel like I've heard this episode, but I don't know.
Yeah, but then I'm like, okay, maybe that's just a thing with madams. Maybe we should steer away.
I don't know. It's not that we're opposed.
No, not at all.
We're just not sure, because what would we say? It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing for anybody. Nobody's ever asked like that.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever reached out that didn't already know us.
I understand that they've probably reached out to multiple podcasts,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to think, as a PR agent, Jeremy Lemmer would have done some due diligence and listened to some of Hey Buddy Nice podcasts.
Yeah.
Which means maybe we made a shortlist.
Possibly.
And maybe because we have connections. Maybe they're like, hey, this is a good part. A good podcast. A good pairing.
We're the low man on the totem pole.
We are the lowest. we're a part that's underground. That's we're the bit that, supporting it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, so that I would put that out to the cheese bags. Is that something you cheese bags would be interested in listening to us struggle our way through that kind of interview?
It's very much like the only guests we've had, only interviews we've done are our friends.
Yes.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Right? So it would, I feel like I'd have to do some fucking research.
Yeah.
But we could just go into it the way we start, like in the pre-show, before we hit the record button, we always say to the guest, it's all about you. You get to talk about whatever you want.
Oh, 100%. You know.
So I think it would follow that convention.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to. It's our number one rule with guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Jim could come on here and talk about aliens.
Yeah. Even though we only got to talk about them for like 5 minutes.
He was offered the whole time to talk more about aliens, and he chose to save it until the end.
Yeah, yeah. That's his problem. Yeah. Nice try, Jim. You have to come back, you know, when you lose your March Madness thing with
to find out your punishment.
With my brackets or whatever it is that I'm filling in for later. And the punishment is you don't get to talk about whatever you want. Yeah.
you have to talk about mental fit.
Yes. Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious. And if Nick loses, he has to come on and the whole hour 15 is us just coming up with new titles for Jim.
Yeah. Yep.
For King Lord, Mr. Doctor, Uncle.
That would probably end up being Nick's punishment is some kind of you must refer to Jim as by his full and proper titles.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want to give it a time frame because I don't know how long is funny.
Yeah.
And how long is just like fucking torture, because even we don't do it anymore.
Because the only reason we don't do it is because we don't know whether we should include the Doctor now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And there's so many titles. I
believe at last count it was Emperor, King, Lord, Mr. Doctor, Uncle Jimothy. Emperor, King, Lord, Professor.
Yeah.
Mr. Uncle Doctor Jimothy Jimothy Mycical Jovtholomew
the second
Esquire.
See? And technically, because he's the second, he could be junior as well.
I think it's either junior or second.
Yeah. And I think it was his grandfather who was a Jimothy.
Yeah.
Not his father. So it breaks that lineage. That's why it's allowed to be the second and can't be a junior. Got it. Yeah. Yep. There we are. Oh, but yeah, we'll put it to the cheese bags. We won't do a poll on that one. Do reach out to us at nicepodbud or admin@nicepodbud.com or nicepodbud.com. Use the contact form. They all work. Hey, contact@nicepodbud.com. You know what? You could probably do catheads@nicepodbud.com and it would still come through, I reckon. I'm going to test that later.
You can also reach out to us directly and say, hey, Brogan, I don't want to use the contact forms, but fucking don't do it. Or something like that.
Yeah. Look, you can even reach out on Facebook. I do check the messages weekly. I know you don't.
I am surprisingly hard to get hold of for someone who's chronically online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Gammy, Try reaching out to Brogan in some other way.
Gammy, I don't know. Wayne said that you sent me a message and I don't have a message from you on PlayStation. Yeah.
But Seb said that I said, oh, just message them on Twitter. And yeah. He's like, I can't because I need a blue check mark for that.
What?
That's not true. Because I don't have a blue check mark.
I will investigate this.
Yeah, investigate.
Seb, message Wayne and Wayne will pass it on to me in the meantime.
No, it is for PSN stuff. It's for Sackboy, for trophy hunting.
Yeah, I kind of thought that because Seb did add me on PlayStation. So it must be telling me when he's available, but yeah.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, social media, hey, Facebook, fucking Facebook, my God. If you go through my Facebook feed right now, all you'll see is comic posts and then posts saying that I am live on Twitch right now with something silly being said and quite often a silly little picture.
I believe there is only one post on my Facebook timeline. And it is, I can't believe y'all are making me post on Facebook. For the record, yeah. I accept any pronouns. Because for some reason, there was a little argument while back.
Oh, yeah. I remember people, that.
And I'm like, guys, you don't have to argue about this.
So, sweeties, settle down. Settle down, sweeties. It's okay. But no, I'm even more opposed to Facebook now. Because on the 7th of March, 2024, I got a message saying, we removed your content. Why this happened? It looks like you tried to get likes, follows, shares, or video views in a misleading way. I'm like, okay. And I look down. This post was from April 29th, 2018. And it was a legitimate birthday message to my brother Ryan. It says, the birthday moose, spelled M-O-U-S-S-E, you know, the food, not the animal, has a special message to you. And then I linked him to an image on Imgur. And that image was a bowl of moose with the word sup on it. As if that was the message from the birthday moose.
Yeah.
And your content goes against our community standards on spam.
Okay, that's bizarre.
For starters, when I clicked that link to see what it was, I chuckled because it was funny to me. But then I saw that it said that it had only had 2 views. That means I was the second viewer and the only other person who clicked on that link was Ryan on his fucking birthday, April 29, 2018.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ryan. So, you know what I did? Because I'm a dickhead fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I took a screenshot of that message. And I posted it saying, what the fuck, Facebook, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And then in the comments, I said, oh, and again, for 2018, Ryan, happy birthday. And it wouldn't let me post that exact link again. So I went to Tiny URL, got it shortened, and posted that link in the comments.
Yeah, as you should.
Because I'm a vindictive little man.
You are a sad, strange little man.
But fuck me. Like, Christ. Like, It's 2018, and I even put in a fucking request for a review, and I bet you nothing comes of it.
No. I mean,
maybe the moose bowl of moose looks a bit like poop. I don't know.
I mean, I'll never use Facebook.
I will send you the link, and you tell me why this goes against community standards.
I will say, Gammy was right. Apparently, when I set my Twitter... apparently, the settings on my Twitter... where on verified users can contact me only. So I don't know why. That has now changed.
Hmm. Yeah. Weird. That is the image that it links to.
A little bit, but like...
It's a bowl
of context.
Moose. Yeah. But it was within the context of the birthday greeting from 2018.
I think
you know
that
Facebook is against birthdays.
Is just a dick.
Yeah. I mean... It must have been automated, surely.
Mm-hmm.
But to be trolling through 2018? It seems a bit fucking weird, right?
Who knows?
I mean, using that logic, everything I post about going live is a misleading fucking thing. Like, many monkeys gave their lives for this stream to happen. Don't let their sacrifice be for nothing. Come say hi right now. twitch.tv/WayneGeo.
Mm-hmm.
Surely that's in the same fucking vein, right?
It probably is.
And I'm streaming right now, but be warned, the stream is haunted. Some say it's a vengeful spirit, others demonic. You decide. Right? It's they may as well just fucking ban me. I did start to get really angry because when I couldn't post that link in the comments,
mm-hmm.
it was saying I was under the assumption that I couldn't post anything. And it's like, motherfucker, this is usually just comics and go live notifications.
Yeah.
This is all I do. Not that I fucking care about Facebook, but yeah, it's, yep, I hate it. You made a tweet kind of recently.
Oh God, yeah.
That I replied to a couple of days late.
Yep.
tell us, Brogan, what happened?
So I was in the office working and I took my lunch break and did my own thing. I was still at my computer, typing away.
Clackety clackety.
Clackety clack. And it happened to be a day where it was just me and my boss. And on those days, technically my boss's office is the room right next to ours. But considering there's the days that it's only the two of us in, you know, there's no point in one of us sitting in, us sitting in a room alone. He comes through and sits with me. So he gets back from lunch, he sits down and he's like, are you even going to take your lunch? And I'm like, I am on lunch. I'm just doing my own thing. He's like, oh, I thought you were working. I was like, no, I'm just typing some stuff. He's like, what are you typing? I was like, I'm writing a thing. He's like, what thing? And I was like, a thing for me? Just leave it at that. I said, you can't just say, just leave it at that. I'm like, do you really want
to
know?
He has to know if you're writing like a hit list for the office or something. He's doing his due diligence.
I was like, do you really want to know? And he's like, yeah, I really want to know. And I said, have you heard of the hit 90s sitcom The Nanny starring Fran Drescher?
The hit 90s sitcom. I love that it's only referred to as the hit 90s sitcom The Nanny starring Fran Drescher and Danny Davis.
And Lauren Lane. So yes, and he was like, okay, hang on a second. So he looked it up and watched a clip. He's like, it feels familiar, but I don't think I've seen it. I was like,
what? How old is he?
He's the exact same age as me.
Wow. Okay.
But remember, we're British, so I don't know where or when it's ever aired here. Because I had never seen it before I started seeing it.
I guarantee you the 90s hit classic sitcom The Nanny starring Fran Drescher has aired in the UK.
It probably has, but not on any of the obvious channels.
Oh yeah, it aired at the time, you know, like when you were a wee bebe, and probably had reruns on like pay TV.
I'm not surprised that he hasn't seen it because it's the kind of thing that I hadn't seen until I went looking for it.
Yeah,
so yeah, I was like, I'm writing stories about that, and he went, do you mean like episodes? No, like just stories. And he's like, do you mean like to post on Facebook or something? No, to post on Reddit? God. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, he doesn't know any of this. And I said,
it's a very select group of people. It's not as widely spread as Reddit and Facebook.
So I said, it's for this website. So he fucking Googled the website. He's like, I'm going to find you. I was like, good luck fucking finding me.
Goofed, son.
The thing is, the reason we were both in the office that day is because we were sorting out training that we have to give. And for parts of the training, there is a quiz. And if we scan a QR code phone, you put your name in and you answer questions. Now, I'm not the kind of person that ever puts my own name into these kind of things, especially when I'm testing them. So I use the name Niles. So he starts looking at it and he's like, that's where you got Niles from? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, shit.
So he starts going through them and I was like, you're not going to find me. He brings up the nanny tag on the thing. And starts...
I should have hit the button a long time ago, sorry.
And he starts reading out usernames.
Oh, God.
And he 100% read out my username. I
just have to ask one question. You don't have to answer.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't have to say what it is, but I'm assuming the username is not 7 billion needles. You done goofed, son.
He doesn't
fucking
know that.
Fucking hell.
He doesn't know that.
He doesn't. He does now because he clearly listens.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Assume everybody listens.
He doesn't know this exists.
Okay,
not
good.
But, like, if you know my username, if my username's the same on every game, I don't have the brain capacity and the brain power to remember different usernames for different sites.
Yeah.
God.
Fucking, you're a one person kind of, one password kind of person,
exactly,
aren't you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
So,
capital C at heads one.
I was like, are you actually on this website? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, why? He's like, you're on it. I'm like, I am most certainly not on it right now. I am on Google Docs. And and he's like, why would it not be okay to go on it? So I come around and I point to his computer and I was like, see that little box that says E and it's red? Maybe you should read the tags.
Yep.
I made sure that whatever story I was pointing to was not one of mine.
Of course not. Yeah.
And it was like, oh, and then he closed it. And then 10 minutes went by and he went, can you read me some? And I went, no.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's like, please. He's like, no. I'm like, it's a sequel. You've never seen The Nanny. You've never read the original. You wouldn't know.
It means nothing to you, sir.
And he went, please. I was like, no. I was like, you have to understand. It's not because I'm embarrassed about it. You have no context. So it's embarrassing to read this out to somebody who has no context of what this is. You know, I don't recommend people reading my shit who don't know about all this. Like, I mean, you're free to, just don't fucking tell me.
Yeah, don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
I've read it all, and I just don't talk to you about it. I've read none of it.
I know you haven't.
Yeah. You would know if I had.
You can still look me in the eye. You ain't read shit.
I would be Jacob the audio guy evangelying it to Matt.
Oh,
to Paul.
100%. I think I'm the most prominent writer in the fandom.
It wouldn't surprise me.
How many works do you think I have?
Okay, I'm going to do an earnest answer How long have you been doing it for?
So let me just say, under this tag, which is CC and Niles, there are 218 fics.
Okay.
My first fic was posted, let me just see if I can find tab, here, 22nd of July 2023.
Okay, I've got two guesses.
Okay.
My first instinct is over half, like 107.
No.
Then my more conservative guess is like 58.
Wrong on both counts, but you're not hugely far off. I have written 30.
Okay. All right.
Statistics.
And how many are there in total, did you say?
218.
30. So that's a good 15%.
It's, yeah. word count. What do you think my word count is at?
Fucking couple hundred thousand.
205,000.
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking good guess.
That's
yeah.
pretty fucking good.
For 30 as well, wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't even know that many words. fuck. Yeah, you're walking a thin line there, Brogan.
Yep.
they could find it. They could, yep. They could fire you for awkwardness.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh goodness. We're running out of topics. Good, we're getting to the arse end of the show at least. I've only got two small things left on my list.
You go for your two small things and then I'll talk until the end of the show.
Okay, good. I'll sit here in silence after then. So the first thing is last night I decided I was gonna have tacos for dinner.
Yeah.
But then Kez said, do we even have lettuce? And I was like, no. So, because she likes lettuce with her tacos, I would just have the chicken, whatever. So it's like, we put that off. So we ended up having to get takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a pizza place called Uptown Pizza. They do like a New York style pizza.
Yep.
As I'm walking back to my car with carrying the pizza, there's an older couple, maybe late 50s, early 60s. And as I pass them, the guy just says to, I assume his partner, all the world needs is for Trump to be re-elected. And I couldn't help myself. I just burst out laughing right there. It's like, dude, I don't know the context of this. I don't know if you're being serious. I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but...
Are you quoting somebody to laugh at them?
Yeah, but I don't know. He's of that fucking age, to earnestly mean it.
Yeah.
As someone in Australia. Mm. So it's like, Christ.
Yikes.
And then I saw a funny sticker that I took a photo of, and that was my adventure. But yeah, I don't really hear too much pro-Trump stuff.
No.
I guess when I'm out and about, it's very much like that still over there.
Yeah, I will say, my mum tried to give him the benefit of the doubt for a long time. Yep. For a long time. Bear in mind that my mum doesn't have social media, so she has is like the news and newspapers and stuff to find out what's going on. And I remember a big turning point being where we were talking about when during COVID he said about the bleach thing.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom was like, I think he was just being sarcastic. And I'm like, no, he wasn't.
No.
And then my mom saw it somewhere. She went, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah. You see what I've been saying?
Did you see? Also kind of recently, he said that he thinks it's not right that women cannot have an abortion at 9 months.
Do you know what? I agree. I agree. Women should be able to have an abortion up to 9 months, up to the minute that child is born. Because if you've got that far with that child, that is not an unwanted pregnancy. That is a wanted pregnancy. That is something has gone seriously fucking wrong with that child, with that woman's health, and that is an abortion for health's life-saving reasons.
That's
not something that the US Constitution currently considers.
Yeah. What he was saying was something stupid and not what he meant at all.
No, but I'm going to
take
it.
He was saying full-term babies should be aborted.
I am going to say, you know what? Baby's day out it. Fucking wrong intention, correct thought.
Sorry. I should give some more context.
Yeah.
This was at an anti-abortion rally.
he was pro-abortion at an anti-abortion rally?
He wasn't meant to be, but he's a dickhead. So he's a
fucking idiot.
I feel like I have a bit of a benefit when it comes to, you know, like your mum wanting to give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I've never had that thought whatsoever because... As a teenager,
we know too much about him.
Well before people knew, like the rest of the world knew much of anything about him, I would stay up late at night watching The Late Show with David Letterman,
mm-hmm.
and they would always poke shit at Trump.
Mm.
So I've already got it in my head that this Trump is a dickhead. And then Apprentice, it's like, why the fuck is he hosting a show? This dickhead. This person who is meant to have money but doesn't actually have money. This guy from Home Alone 2 lost in New York as a walk-in role.
See, I didn't really know that much about him, even, you know, as even as recently as 2010. So in 2010, we went to New York and we went to Trump Tower. Because it was just a thing. You know, it was, we knew the name Donald Trump. We went to have a look, and don't get me wrong, and inside it was quite nice looking. There was like a waterfall and stuff like that. Because you didn't know any better.
It's because it was a building that had his name plastered on
it.
That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a nice building. It was a shite name. I can understand why people would give him the benefit of the doubt. I should say, when I'm talking about this, I'm not bashing my mother. I think my mother's, you know, good for her for giving people the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And we're recording this on Sunday the 10th of March, so happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy UK Mother's Day.
Happy UK Mother's Day. Yeah. I woke up this morning and went to...
Wait, is it Mother's Day in Australia? Oh, God. No, I've seen nothing about it. I better check. Mother's Day, Australia. My mum's like in Kuala Lumpur right now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, shit. Sunday the... May the 12th. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I knew it was May.
Yeah, yep, I think you're in on the
so
same.
So fuck you, mother.
I think you're on the same line as the Americans because I do have an American comic a calendar I got free with some comics.
Yep.
And that says Mother's Day's in May. But
when's
Father's
Day?
Last year it was June or July, so it'll probably be about then.
September.
Is that when it is in Australia?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't had to worry about Father's Day for a long time.
Father's Day 2024, Sunday the 16th of June. And I remember that because last year I was in Vegas on Mother's Day.
Ah, yes.
For Father's Day, I said, to make it up, I'm going down to London, so I won't be here.
So hang on. Are you telling me this time last year we were in Vegas?
No, I think last year Mother's Day was
Mother's
later.
Day last year was a different... Okay, yeah.
I believe Mother's Day was 2 weeks
close.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think we left about... I think we got there maybe about the 17th of April. Okay. 17th of March even.
You know what? The 10th of March sounds like a very familiar date. I think I might have been flying out last year, 10th of March.
You might have been.
Yeah, because we did LA first.
Yeah.
There you go, hey?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I woke up this morning and went, knocked on my mum's door, went, happy Mother's Day. She went, what? I'm like, yeah,
where's
Mother's
my
Day.
Breakfast in bed?
She was like, you could have saved money on a card. I was like, you got a card and a present. There you go. Happy days.
It's okay. The card cost £1.
It did not. It was a very, good quality card with proper words in it because my mum likes cards with words.
Oh, she doesn't like heartfelt words from the soul. She prefers soulless Hallmark greetings.
She knows that we're no good at writing words in cards. So she knows that if we pick a card with writing in it, that we mean it.
But that's putting faith in you that you can actually read.
Do you know what? That's very true, because the amount of times I've got cards that say something stupid on it. I got a card once that says you're like a mum to me.
Funny you say that. I am your mother.
And I got one where I think I got her a happy birthday card for Christmas. And like, it's a problem. It's a problem. Yeah, it's like an in-joke in my family where it's like, we're going to check the card that Brogan gives us to make sure that it is for the right person and for the right occasion and everything is spelled correctly.
Yeah. This appeals to me on a level for this reason. We were told stories of my dad getting like my mum cards all the time and then just like not being right or whatever. Mm. Like one time it was like for her birthday, or maybe I want to say it was their anniversary. Mm. And it was a sorry for your loss card. And I was like, he only got it because it had flowers on the front of it. He didn't open it and read it.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that put into effect us purposely buying each other like condolence cards, like sorry for the death of your pet and stuff like that on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. My mum knows that when she buys me cards, that especially Christmas cards, because it's mostly a thing then. My mum looks around the cards and finds the one that has deers or reindeers or
of course
bears or animals.
Fuck elves. Fuck Santa.
Yeah, pretty much. She knows that she doesn't get me a card that has elves or Santa or anything. Yeah. She gets me the one with the creatures.
Keep it wildlife related.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock.
So yeah. I also I have a terrible habit of leaving the price stickers on everything.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I worry about that after I've wrapped stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have unwrapped stuff before to find that I did in fact leave the sticker on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you say, oh gosh, it's hard when it's a cheap price. If it's an expensive price, they're like, well, you paid this much? You can just be like, no, no, it was on sale. You're like, yes, I did.
I have seen instances where, I feel, probably at Christmas, where my mum's opened something and as she's held it up to look at it, and I've looked at the back and seen the price sticker, and I'm like, stay there. I reach over and pull it off.
You know what you could do? If you do leave one on, they're like, what, you got me this and it's only £3? It only cost you £3. You could be like, no, see, I peeled all the stickers off of everything and that was for like
for
someone else and it just got stuck on it.
I spend much more than £3 on my mother.
Of course. I just mean in general for people, not necessarily your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, for people, alleged people. I got kind of a present this week.
Oh.
Yeah, in the form of technology finally doing what it's meant to do.
Okay.
Because I'm not like you, Brogan. I don't get a new car every, third, fourth year?
Yeah.
I've had the same car since 2012, all right? This is a 12-year-old car, Mazda 3. Mm-hmm. It is a 2011 model, unfortunately. But when I first got that car, the phone that I had was a Samsung Galaxy S3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
And I loved the fact that I could connect to the car with Bluetooth, and on the little screen it says the song that I'm playing and stuff like that. Because when I'm listening to my playlists, I spend time curating my playlists and then skipping through all the songs I don't want to listen to.
Yeah.
So I love just being able to see it there on that little dash screen. So I was like, okay, I can skip that one. I'll skip that one, right? Then maybe for a year or two that was good, right? No, it was until 2024. Yeah, so 2 years. In 2014, I got a new phone, an HTC M8.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem with that is different Bluetooth conventions.
Oh.
And the Bluetooth stack in the head unit or whatever, they stopped updating it. Like, you'd go to get your car service, like you said, you'd get the maps updated, but it updates everything. They would update the Bluetooth stack, but they just stopped doing this shit for this model car because they had a brand new series coming out.
Yeah.
That means from that phone, so the M8, the Galaxy S8, mm-hmm. the Note 10 Plus, and my current phone, for 10 years, I've not been able to see what track is playing on the dash. I've had to have it on my phone. So like when I've got maps up, I have to have like the Spotify Connect thing, whatever it is, saying what's playing. And it's so hard to look at the phone because I don't have a phone holder or anything. It literally is wedged between the shifter, the gear shifter.
You've been doing this for 10 years and you still haven't bought a phone holder?
I have had phone holders in the past, but okay. In Australia, it's hard with the phone holders with suction cups and stickies because it gets so hot, they just fall off.
Do you not just put it, like, get one that clips onto the vent?
But then I live in Australia. We need to use air conditioning, right?
Okay.
Anyway, for the last, 3 weeks, my phone's been saying, there's an update, do an update. So I'm like, okay, I did an update. And then it's like, takes forever, and then it turns on and says, hey, there's another update, do an update. It's like, fucking hell, okay, I'll do that update. And it's like, yeah, you did my update. Then guess what? Another goddamn motherfucking update. So I was really angry that I had to like go this 15 minutes without my phone.
Have you just ignored the updates for like 5-10 years?
Say again?
Have you just been ignoring the updates for 10 years?
It had been probably a couple of months.
Okay.
But it was a fucking godsend when I turned on my car. I saw I've been listening to Hey Scoops, mm-hmm. on the tiny screen, yeah. It came up, it said track length. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I pushed the info button to change the big screen, and it says Madden Mattingly's Ice Cream Social, episode 10, whatever. It's like, holy motherfucking shit. Mm-hmm. How has this happened?
Yeah, bitch.
Right? I've gone 10 years, but I mean, this is before you had basically iPads in cars, right? Mm-hmm. In the dashes. This is because it's the timeless. So now that I've got it back, it's kind of like, I also know what I'm missing out on because I don't have this cool big screen in the middle of my dash.
Yep.
So, yeah. But hey, I can see what I'm playing and I can see what I'm skipping.
Also, speaking of car, shout out to Andrea Anderson, manual drive group solidarity.
Look, I got nothing against it. Applause, round of applause. I could if I wanted to. I'm just not licensed to. I did all my learning in a manual, but
that you would learn in an automatic.
Because I needed to guarantee my license. Otherwise, I would have struggled to... I've said, I got my license between weeks of training, mm-hmm. over East for game. And if I didn't have my license, I wouldn't have been able to get to work easily. Okay. So, like, public transport, ew.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that.
Yeah,
I do hate public transport.
But yeah, if you are a cheesebag like Andrea and also drive a stick shift, let us know. We want to know if you drive a stick shift or a manual. You can do that by going to nicepodbud.com or writing to us, admin@nicepodbud. And it doesn't have to be about how your transmission, your gearbox. We don't really need to know that. But you can send us things like art crimes. You can send us... we haven't had challenges or quiz things or, you know, what we used to, accent challenge type things. Feel free to send us those.
If you wanna send us a quiz or a Scooperty type thing that is just purely based on the nanny or Danny Davis, yeah. or all that kind of good shit, then
I already
fucking send
did a
it
nanny
over to
quiz for you.
And
Christ,
I loved it. I yeah. want it all the time.
Well, I did suggest that we would try You Don't Know Jack if we were struggling this episode. I've been playing a lot of You Don't Know Jack, mm-hmm. and there was a nanny-related question in one of the versions that I was playing this week. So I did think, oh, Brogan would have liked that and probably would have known the answer.
You should have sent me a screenshot and say, do you know the answer to this?
I couldn't. Because it was on one of the old ones, I'm sure it was. Because I was like, oh, quickly, screenshot. Because it's on the old one, it runs in 640 by 480 in reduced color mode. And it's like, yeah, fuck that. No. But yeah, reach out to us also on social media @NicePodBud. And you can also talk to Brogan @7BillionNeedles.
And you can talk to Wayne @WayneGeo.
Yes, but don't send me questions about the nanny. Send me questions about something that I like. I don't know. What's something I like?
Jordan Vasquez. HR
there you go.
Digger.
Done.
Corn.
Yeah.
Those would be your three topics for that.
No.
What's that quiz thing? The nanny's definitely one of mine.
I was very much like Jacob, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know anything.
The nanny, Monty Python, and something else, but I'm not sure.
Yep. Quiz us. My special topic is Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast.
Wait, we can't. We just recorded another episode. I can't remember what we spoke about.
I know, right? All I remember is that we didn't talk about Akira Toriyama. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thanks for stopping by and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheese bags.